The Bible is filled with many accounts of miracles and supernatural events that defy not only the laws of physics, but exceed the ability of most to fathom the greatness of God. Today on Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis, she reviews the wonder of God's Word, the Bible, Miracle of the Ages.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and this is Truth Matters. Today, I would like to share with you the miracle of the ages, God's Word, the Bible. One of the most astonishing and astounding facts of history is the profound and unique unity of the message in the Bible. While the Bible is an ancient book of laws, history, genealogy, antiquity, Psalms, Proverbs, and prophecies, it is a marvelous and miraculous masterpiece of literature that challenges the human intellect and dazzles its critics. It has faced relentless scrutiny and unparalleled examination over the past centuries by skeptics and mockers. Yet in the face of all of this, it has not blinked its eye or lost its credibility in the believing world. It stands stronger today than ever, despite the spirit of Antichrist in the world. The Bible has been and is a message of hope, life, love, liberty, and redemption for many that were perishing and needed a lifeline. There are 66 books in the Bible divided into two dispensational periods in history, the Old and New Testament eras, with the Old Testament pertaining to creation, the laws, the prophets, and the holy writings of Psalms, Proverbs, and Songs of Solomon. The New Testament is a period under a new covenant of grace, redemption, and the restoration of God's creation. The 66 books of the Bible were written on three continents, Asia, Africa, and Europe, and written in four languages: Hebrew, Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. The Bible is the divinely inspired word of God and written by 40 different people: kings, shepherds, scientists, attorneys, army generals, priests, and a physician over a period of 1,500 years. Many of them did not know each other, but the astonishing harmony and unity of its message is more than remarkable. It is miraculous. It is as though that all 40 of the writers had known each other from childhood and knowing precisely and accurately their thoughts and worldview, and further being able to speak with one mind, one voice, and with one message without exception or indifference. But this wasn't the case with these 40 men, because they lived in different places at different times and barely would have known each other. For each of them to have written with the same mindset is more than astounding. It is simply amazing. The same mindset as we read in the Bible is not only extraordinary and remarkable, but impossible, except for one common denominator, that being the Holy Spirit inspiring all 40 men at different times over 1,500 years to write words given them by Jesus, who is the Word that we read today in the Bible. We read in the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that had been made." In other words, Jesus is everything. In this verse, God, meaning God, our Heavenly Father, and he and him being Jesus, the Son of God, identifies Jesus as the Word and the author of the 66 books of the Bible. He is the one through his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that spoke divinely to the 40 men who transcribed the books of the Bible. He is the source of the consistency, unity, and relevancy of the message of the Bible. He is the maker of heaven and earth. He is from his intellect alone that these 40 men wrote the books in the Bible. This gifting is not telepathy, mind reading, intuition, a sixth sense, clairvoyance, ESP, extrasensory perception, but divine revelation that anointed the minds and spirits of these 40 men to receive the word of God and to write it into manuscript form. It is for this reason we believe that the Old and New Testaments of the Bible are divinely inspired, unchanged, without flaw or error.
The Bible was composed by men of faith under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit for the purpose of teaching the truth and encouraging people to believe in the goodness of God. Many have been saved from sin and rescued from the dominion of Satan after reading the Bible and hearing its life-saving message. If you have doubts or are struggling in believing God's Word, Dr. Davis would like to help you. You can email her at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com or connect with her on Facebook at Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. This has been a production of The Truth Project.